It's getting beyond crazy. What's your take on it? Good morning. Hello.
Morning, Russ. How you doing? It's Kilo in Dayton.
Yes, sir.
I'm a stepfather myself, so like you said, you can't really get into the mind of the guy or what's going on with that. That's a sickness, no doubt. But you look at the caliber of people that these women are dealing with, and the caliber of women that these guys are dealing with. I mean, both of them are coming from really wild backgrounds. I mean, you know, you're looking at these guys, you can tell that they wild when you see them on TV. Then you're looking at the mothers, and you can tell that they not mothers. I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but let me throw this in, because is it getting to the point where some women are getting so pressed that they'll do anything to get a man and keep a man?
You know,
that's including, you know, just not handling your responsibility as a mother?
Well, let me defend the ladies for a second here. In certain situations, you look at this guy and he's putting on a certain front for you. Mm-hmm. So you're actually seeing a different person that's being left with your child, for one. For two, when you're in a certain financial situation, you're looking at this opportunity to actually save these funds by leaving the child at home with you, who you think is your better half.
Right.
Hey, Sue, nice try.
Yeah.
1-877 Par Show. Good morning. Hello.
Yes, hi.
Yes.
I'm a single mother of three, and me and my friends have this argument all the time. I think it is the stupidest thing a woman can do to introduce her child to, for one, every dude that she may talk to, and for two, you just don't leave your kids with somebody that's just not their dad. I understand that relationship has, you know, to go on. If you break up with the dad or whatever, I know you're going to get somebody else. But I don't understand how women can be so trusting of a dude first thing out the gate. Like, what sense does that make?
Yeah. I got a tweet from David West's wifey. It says, I work in social work. Most parents' actions are due to lack of education or can be traced back to their own childhood drama. The People's Choice says at Russ Parr Show, it's a vicious cycle. These same kids who choose men over kids, their mothers did the same thing to them. Mm. Mm. Good morning. Hello.
Hi, it's Shai calling out of Germantown, Maryland.
Hi, Shai.
Quick question, because I caught the end, but is this the story that you're talking about coming out of Frederick, Maryland?
No,
have
this one was in Chicago. They're all very similar. This one, I believe, is out of Chicago.
Oh, okay. I think it's really, you know, the women being so desperate, wanting to be with somebody, and you know, after you have about two or three kids, you think, you know, these men, they don't want women with baggage and having to deal with a bunch of baby daddy drama. So
oh, yeah.
It's the women wanting to, you know, to have somebody. Really.
Yeah, that's true. Andrita Shoemaker tweets at Russ Parr Show, Russ, women today are terrible judges of character. Reasons why they are single moms. I'm not going to, you know, say that about all single moms and all women. That's a blanket statement. Ricky Chandler says, because they are pressed to keep a man and worry about themselves only. 1-877 Parr Show. Good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, your comment, please.
I have a cousin that was incarcerated for over 10 years for supposedly killing this woman's child. He was 17. She was in her 20s. And then when he took a plea and he swore to us he didn't do it because he could have killed his little cousin, she vows to him at his sentencing, I'm sorry. Why would you say I'm sorry? He knows that who did it. She did it. He took the time for her. Why would you do that?
Why would he take the time for her? That,
wow.
That doesn't... That's murder. You just ruined your life at 17 years of age. That's crazy. You know, I see a lot of guys that don't have patience that, yeah, I just try to get the baby to stop crying, you know. And, you know, it happened in Dallas, Texas. I saw this case was just horrific where the guy was just like trying to smother the baby to keep him from crying because it was irritating him because he was high.
Wow.
You know, he was killing his buzz.
Right.
You know, these are, if you can, wow.
And you have to
if you're going to work and he gets to stay at home, you know, and he's not even trying, this may not be the guy that needs to watch children.
Not only that, if you're not experienced with being with a child, I mean, you think 30 minutes is probably okay. But when you get into 2 hours and 3 hours, you have to have patience and you have to know what you're doing. Yep.
And we're not even talking about the cases that where little kids are obviously being molested by the boyfriend
and
the mom makes that decision. Let's take one more call. 1-877-PAR-SHOW. Good morning. Hello.
Yes, sir. Hey, Russell and fam. I got to disagree with Super King what he said earlier. I mean, a lot of these young ladies, I know several of them out there, where, you know, you can just tell, you know, it's about their upbringing and just always being told, you know, like from somebody, I don't know what it's their mother or whatever, that they need to have a man. And they'll do anything to keep a man. They'll just take it in the first one that just comes along.
Wow. And sometimes the kids get in the way. You know, it's like you have it in your mind what your relationship should be, and sometimes the kids are a problem.
It happens. That's true. Sad.
That is really sad. Oh, well. These stories keep propping up, man. It's just sad. We'll be back.